Thank you, Chris. And you can find out more about Chris, his farm and his radio work by visiting his website, highashfarm.com. But now back to the news.
UEA scientists will become part of an international consortium supporting science on greenhouse gases after the UK became the latest member of the Integrated Carbon Observation System European Research Infrastructure Consortium, ICOSERIC, ICOS-ERIC. Dr. Dorothy Baker, senior lecturer in UEA's School of Environmental Sciences, said joining ICOS is an exciting step for UK greenhouse gas scientists. Greenhouse gas studies require international collaboration. Being part of ICOS will enable UK scientists to operate at the forefront of international greenhouse gases research.
And also at UEA, a research team led by a professor has been given £260,000 towards research on Alzheimer's disease. The announcement by the national charity Alzheimer's Research UK means that the team, overseen by UEA's Chris Fox, will look at how to improve care and recovery for dementia patients who experience hip fractures. Professor Fox's team comprises researchers from King's College London and the University of Edinburgh, and experts from Norway, Sweden and Ireland. Around 14,700 people in Norfolk have dementia, and the condition affects nearly 1 million people in the UK as a whole. There is currently no cure, but Professor Fox's team is examining whether physical injury to the body makes the disease worse. Professor Fox said, "We're asking, does a hip fracture make a person with dementia decline more quickly in their day-to-day memory and thinking? If the answer is yes, we need to be looking at why and what factors might be driving this decline that could form the basis for new treatments or interventions. This is the first study of its kind to address this question directly in people, and we're excited to be doing such cutting-edge research in Norwich." The award comes after the UEA joined Alzheimer's Research UK's research network, which brings together the brightest minds to tackle the condition.
Councillors have agreed to establish a project board aimed at exploring the possibility of a new rail station on the edge of Norwich. On Tuesday, Broadland District Council Cabinet discussed proposals for the new Bitton Line stop, which would be near to Broadland Business Park. The scheme would include a £6.5 million station and a more frequent service between Norwich and North Walsham. Cabinet members have now decided to take the next step in moving the vision forward by committing in principle £25,000 from the Broadland Growth Reserve to part fund more detailed work. But this would be subject to other interested organisations also agreeing to provide funding. Phil Courtier, Broadland's head of planning, said it was looking North Norfolk District Council would be prepared to commit £15,000. He explains that other funding could be sought from the New Anglia LEP and Lothbury Investment Management, which owns the business park. A recently published study which aimed to establish a business case for the project found that £491,588 would be required to operate the station and an additional half-hour rail service each year. But it could generate more than £15 million for the area, and there would be an increase of 190,000 passengers using the line each year. The council agreed to establish the Bitton Line Improvements Project Board.
With a flag collection of more than 200, Arthur Farrance believes he may be the region's only vexillologist. For the past 2 years, the 86-year-old has been building a collection of flags, both domestic and international. It began with the Union flag, but Mr. Farrant's fascination grew, leading him to source flags from all across the globe. And it's not just national flags attracting his interest. He already has flags representing different regions of Australia, Germany and Canada, as well as of Great Britain. He said, collecting flags is a great hobby to have as you learn all about countries of the world, the people who live there and their values. However, it is quite unusual and people often question why I do it. They think it's a bit childish, but you really do learn a lot about a place just from its flag. Mr. Farrance is a member of a federation of flag collectors, which has led him to hold the belief that he may be the region's only vexillologist, which is someone with an interest in flags. He said, I haven't come across anybody else from Norfolk who also collects flags, so perhaps I am the only one.
That's all on this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from me, Brian Clark.
And from me, Alison Aplin. Please continue to listen. Part two of Chatterbox this week will include more news stories, information desk, and two features from Nina Nanar and Derek James.